pleasant good morning to one and all, and welcome to Morning Devotions, which is sponsored by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. My name is Father D'Angelo Bowe, and I am the rector of the Church of the Most Holy Trinity, Stapleton Gardens, New Providence. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, in Christ you have revealed your glory among the nations. Preserve the works of your mercy, that your church throughout the world may persevere with steadfast faith in the confession of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our scripture reading for today is taken from St. Luke's Gospel, the 12th chapter, reading verses 39 to 48. But understand this: if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. Peter asks, Lord, are you telling this parable to us or to everyone? The Lord answered, who then is the faithful and wise manager, whom the master puts in charge of his servants to give them their food allowance at the proper time? It will be good for that servant whom the master finds doing so when he returns. Truly I tell you, he will put him in charge of all his possessions. But suppose the servant says to himself, my master is taking a long time in coming, and he then begins to beat the other servants, both men and women, and to eat and drink and get drunk. The master of that servant will come one day, on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour he is not aware of. He will cut him to pieces and assign his place with the unbelievers. The servant who knows the master's will and does not get ready or does not do what the master wants will be beaten with many blows. But the one who does not know and does things deserving punishment will be beaten with few blows. For everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. And from whom the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked. This is the word of the Lord. This morning I would like to take a few moments and make my reflection on the 40th verse of the 12th chapter. You also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. In the dimly lit corridors of life, we often find ourselves navigating through the uncertainties and the unknown. It is in these moments of obscurity that we are reminded of a timeless truth, a truth as profound as the words spoken in the book of Luke. Be ready, it says, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. These words echo through the ages, and their relevance undiminished by the passage of time. They serve as a reminder to us as individuals and also as a community that we are to be vigilant and prepared for the unforeseen, for the unexpected arrival of the Son of Man, who in the Christian tradition represents the return of Christ. And just as the homeowner would not allow his house to be broken into if he knew when the thief would strike, we too must be vigilant in our faith. We must live our lives with a constant awareness of our spiritual journey and the potential arrival of Christ's return. It is not a matter of if, but rather when, and therein lies the urgency. Just earlier today, I was blessed to be able to have a conversation with my grandmother, who just recently celebrated her 93rd birthday. And I was just giving her a regular call to check in with her and to see how she was doing, and to ensure that she was able to hear my voice. And this time she requested to go on a video call. She wanted to see my face. And while we were having a regular fun conversation, in expressing some of her pain and discomfort that she has that comes with age and with time. She said to me, you know, her time is almost up. And my sentiments to her was, well, you know, no need for you to rush that, Grammy. Just make sure you hold on and give me another opportunity to come and to sit with you and to look you in your face. And she laughed and she said to me, darling, she said, one thing we can do is we can determine when it is that the Lord will come. All we could ever do is seek to be ready. We do not pick when he will come. He comes when he chooses. And when he comes, all we can do is be ready. And I thought it very profound that on the heels of that conversation that I had with her yesterday morning, this is the lesson that is prescribed for our liturgy today. And it just, the conversation with her came as a reminder that time is of the essence and time is precious. And that one of the things that remain at the fore of our faith is that we must remain vigilant because we do not know when our time will come or when the day will come and when the Lord will make his return. All we can do is to be vigilant and to seek to be ready. Just like the homeowner who, if he knows at the hour the thief would come, he would prepare himself for the thief. The beauty of these words, my friends, lie in their application to our daily lives. We often become ensnared in the complacency of our routines and the distractions of the mundane things of life, and we forget that the extraordinary can happen in the midst of the very ordinary routine of life, that the divine can pierce through the veil of the commonplace. Being ready and watchful means living each day with intention, with purpose. And it means being mindful of our actions and our choices. It means nurturing our faith and keeping our hearts open to the possibility of the miraculous and being prepared to meet the challenge that comes our way. I hope and pray that we will take the words of a faithful old soul and always remember that we do not know when the Master comes. We do not get the privilege to pick when our time will come. But all that we can do and all that we can work towards is to be ready, to be watchful, and to be vigilant. For the truth is that the Master shall come at an unexpected hour. Thank you for listening in to these morning devotions. And I do hope and pray that it has been a blessing to each and every one of you. Have a wonderful day.